The business is running on an operating system now. It's just you operating system. It's no different than having Windows 95. It's time to upgrade the operating system. In the early days of my business, and this is the case for pretty much everybody that we work with, you're the big thing. You are the business. The business is you. There's just no separation between the two. And to be honest with you, that's what's needed to get the business off the ground. It's what's needed to breathe life, literally, to inflate the business to get it off the ground. What if you could step out of the day-to-day and see your business from a whole new perspective? Welcome to Above the Business, where we empower you to rise above the daily grind and embrace a higher way of business ownership. Get ready to build your business by design. Are you an agency owner looking to better understand your financials and take charge of your tax bill? Well, Club Capital is here to help. As the largest accounting and advisory firm for insurance agency owners in the country, they are way more than your everyday run-of-the-mill CPA. Club Capital provides financial, CFO, and tax advisory services that help you plan and forecast your financial success. You'll meet every month to review your agency's financial performance, the difference between your profit and actual cash flow, along with helping you better understand your bottom line. Visit club.capital to book a solution overview with one of our business consultants. Club Capital, way more than a CPA firm. Hey, everyone. All right, welcome back. We are in part five of a five-part series. We're calling our scale milestones. I'll go back briefly as I have every week. So this journey that we're on as business owners is the rainmaker to architect journey. And how do we know when we've actually arrived at becoming the architect of our business? Is it simply conceptual, or is there actually some milestones that hit along the way? I think there's some milestones that you can hit along the way. Number one, week one, go all the way back. We talked about sustainable revenue, getting the business to a million, then having a path to three. Number two, we want it to be growing and profitable. Consistent growth and profitability. Tool we use for that is the Rule of 40. Number three, we want to have enough away time in the business. We talked about having at least 12 weeks off in a year, deciding what a day off looks like for you, setting your intention for that number and tracking it. Then we talked about leverage with an executive assistant, even leverage with AI. No, not the answer, Allen Iverson, actual ChatGPT, OpenAI, that AI. And then this week, we're talking about efficient operations with an OS. Now look, if you go back a few weeks, we talked about that having an operating system is absolutely one of the keys. It helps solve one of the big core problems that business owners face, is that they lack true documented systems and processes. And so to solve that is we need an operating system. And so I'm kind of coming back around to it, but this is a huge milestone to be able to check off. See, an operating system, it's a thing. It's not a concept. An operating system is something you can point to either physically, as maybe you've printed off all of your systems and processes in a three-ring binder. Some people really love the physical manifestation that they can touch it, feel it, they can flip through it. I know I certainly actually personally do. But also having a digital team headquarters, a digital repository for all of your documents in the business. Now, look, I went through a three-part series, if you go back and listen to that, talking about team headquarters, a core playbooks, and then the three Ds, do it, document it, delegate it. Went through all of that. But today, instead of basically regurgitating what I shared a few weeks ago, what I want to share with you is, and I picked this up originally from Ryan Dice, I love this kind of analogy of it, is that the business is running on an operating system now. It's just you operating system. It's no different than having Windows 95. It's time to upgrade the operating system. In the early days of my business, and this is the case for pretty much everybody that we work with, you're the big thing. You are the business. The business is you. There's just no separation between the two. And to be honest with you, that's what's needed to get the business off the ground. It's what's needed to breathe life, literally, to inflate the business to get it off the ground. Hence why I think that zero to first 300,000, that's typically where you live. To qualify to be a member in one of our programs, you have to do at least 300,000 in annual revenue, because there's just so much that you're learning as you're trying to get the business off the ground in those early days. And I get it. But to go from 300,000 to a million, it begins to start to shift, and it absolutely begins to shift once you get past a million. I've seen it time and time again. For me personally, that threshold or that breaking point was just around in that $500,000 to $600,000 mark. For many other people, it starts happening there. Maybe the 750. I've had a couple of occasions where people have been able to push it off on their back close to a million. But for the most part, where their slowdown really begins to happen, where the computer gets overloaded, where you as the operating system just begin to take on too much, is in that $500,000 to $1 million range. That's where it happens. And so what do we need to do? We need to upgrade the operating system. We need to take it from a you operating system to be a ran on a newer operating system. And we call that operating system the Blueprint operating system, or Blueprint OS for short. Sometimes our members refer to it as the OS. If you have the OS together, you can point to it. This is where it is. And you've checked off those 12 playbooks in the business. You can say, I've knocked this out. Now, does that mean that things are not always going to be improving and evolving and tweaking? Well, of course, they're going to improve over time. But if you can say that no longer this business runs off of me, it's running off of this new separate operating system, I think you've arrived and you can check that milestone off. There's a unique situation that a husband and wife, actually have two of these situations, actually, that they're both small business owners. They're both in the same industry, and they want to run the business effectively as one entity. Okay. Now, legally, they're not setting it up that way, but more operationally, it's going to set up that way. And I shared with them that what we need to do is we actually need to create a third entity, something that is outside of both of them, to be able to say, it's no longer running off you or either one of you. It's running off of something independent of you. It's running on something outside of you. And that allows us to be able to ultimately have a business that runs and grows without us. What an outcome that would be, to have a business that runs and even grows independently of us. Matter of fact, that's a little teaser into next week's episode. While this series is coming to a close, and it's been a number of series over the last couple months, as this series comes to a close, over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be talking about a couple very specific things that begin to tie this entire thing together. And I hope you've enjoyed this. Scale, S-C-A-L-E, sustainable revenue. Go get that business to a million. Consistent growth and profitability. Balance the growth and profitability in your business. Number three, away time. Take at least 12 weeks off in a year. L, leverage. Go get you an EA, utilize AI to buy back your time, to do the things you love and the things that actually grow the company. And last but not least, let's have this thing run on something other than you. Let's upgrade the operating system from a UOS to a Blueprint OS. Order one. Till next time, lead well and go be great. You know how important it is to develop yourself and to develop your team. Well, if you're going to do that, you want to do it with the best. Work with Coach P Consulting to learn and implement the same strategies that he used to sell over 700 life policies in 2021 alone. You'll get personalized coaching 2 times a week and an in-depth look at how his office is run, and Coach P will train your team alongside his own. Get your first month free when you mention the Club Capital Leadership Podcast during signup. Visit CoachPConsulting.com to get started.